Shall we continue with investment banker fees?
It is, yes.
Poichiro? Paper 12G?
Exactly, the agenda paper 12G. Good morning, everyone. The next topic is narrow scope amendments to IFRS 10 and IAS 28. The narrow scope amendment deal with the issues related to the investment entity amendments published in 2012. The topic was discussed in the March board meeting, and we brought a paper summarizing the due process steps to this meeting. On page 5 of agenda paper 12G, we listed 5 questions. The first question is for due process steps. We summarized due process steps on the appendix on page 6 and 7. The question is, the IASB satisfied that all due process steps required to date that relate to the publication of the proposed amendments have been complied with.
Are you satisfied?
Yes.
Thank you. The second question is for intention of dissent. The question is, do any IASB members plan to dissent from the publication of the proposed amendments?
Any dissenters?
I'm not sure. I just wanted to flag that it's going to depend, I think, on some wording about the first issue, an investment entity subsidiary that also provides investment-related services. I think it's going to be important that we not just answer a specific question with question answered, but that we explain so we don't have to keep coming back to this amendment what the basis is for going forward. And I think I need to look at the package on that. I'm hopeful I will not.
Thank you very much.
No further possible dissenters?
I don't believe I will, but I'm in the same camp that Mary is. Since we've been discussing this, I've been uncomfortable with the board's direction. I didn't think it was consistent with where the board ended up in September of 2012 and as expressed at the March board meeting. Actually, there were several board members who expressed the same sentiment. I think there were as many as 4 or 5, actually, at that board meeting who expressed the same sentiment as I. So I need to look at the entire package to decide, you know, what we're ultimately asking.
All of a sudden, the dissenters started multiplying. And
I just wanted to say, in response to what Pat just said, that I was one of the board members at the earlier meeting that was not supportive of doing this. But however, on reflection, I went back and I looked very carefully at what the board did before, the decisions it made before it issued the original amendments. And the methodology that I preferred at the earlier meeting was explicitly considered and rejected by the board at the meetings before the amendment was made. And I didn't dissent to the amendment at that time, so it doesn't seem appropriate having had the board reject my view once and not dissented that I should dissent at this time, and that's why I decided not to dissent this time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Proceed, Christina.
Thank you. The third question is transition requirement. We propose the retrospective application of the narrow scope amendments. And we also considered that no exemption is needed for the entities adopt IFRS for the first time. The question is, do the IASB members agree with the proposed transition requirements and our conclusion that no specific relief is required for the first time adoption?
So we do.
Thank you very
yes.
much. The fourth question is for balloting. We propose that the balloting process starts by the end of April and publish the exposure draft in early June. The question is, do the IASB members agree with the proposed timetable for the balloting and publication?
We do.
Thank you very much. The last question is for the comment period. We think that it is very important to provide clarification of these issues during this year, because this year entities are required to apply the original investment entity amendments, which were issued in 2012. Considering the urgency in timing, we are asking IASB to consider shortening the comment period, that is, no less than 90 days, so in order to finalize the project by the end of this year. The question is, do the IASB members agree with the comment period of no less than 90 days for the proposed amendment?
Why don't you just say
90 days? No less than 90 days, right.
No less.
No more, you mean.
I'm sorry, no more, yeah, right.
No,
yeah.
No,
no, no, no less than, yeah, yeah.
The time is 90 days.
Right, let me explain. The timing that we're proposing is to ask for comments back by the middle of September. We're aware that this will be out for exposure over the Northern Hemisphere summer period, and to make sure that we get, you know, people have time to finalise their letters and respond to us after their breaks, that we set the deadline to be mid-September. We think this would give us enough time to analyse those comments and bring those to you for the October board meetings to finalise by
so
the end of
the year. So a common period of 90 days.
90 days?
Yeah.
Well, 90 days would probably bring us to something like, you know, the 3rd of September, and we just think that would be rather tight.
100 days.
Yeah, but it's just funnily...
At least 90
days. Depends when it's possible to ask for no less than 90 days. That means it would be 180 days or 360 yeah. days. Why don't you ask what you want? Okay. As short as possible, but yes. Somewhere in the neighborhood of 90 days. Okay.
Honor of that.
Okay. That's it, I think.
Yes, that's it. Right. Thank you very much.